the fact that IES exists is a function of a confluence of events. And so, you know, I wouldn't want to do this interview with you without drawing attention to Representative Mike Castle, who was responsible for the legislation that created the Institute of Education Sciences, for President Bush, who actually campaigned in 1999 on reforming the research office in the U.S. Department of Education so that it would operate on the standards of NIH or NSF. That provided a lot of cover for things that I did, because people at the White House kept a list of the promises the president made when campaigning and wanted to follow through. You know, there's a great team at IES, including career civil service people and great researchers from outside who came on board and wanted to help me do what everybody thought was audacious and worth doing. And I served under a couple of secretaries of education who were willing to tolerate me and the agency I led, even though we were operated independently, weren't in a position to salute every time they asked us to do something, and were sometimes violently off message with with where they were going. Nevertheless, they saw the importance of the agency and what it could offer.